Beautiful, beautiful Gemara yesterday. Good. Too long. Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda Anasi. Behind the Omer Rebbe, Rebbe said, "Kama gedoli ma'isechia." How great are the deeds of Rab Chia? Because he went around and all the schools that had no yeshivas, and he set them up. Omer Rab Shimon ber Rebbe, Yafilu mimcha. Even is Chia greater than you? Omer in yes. Omer le Rabbi Shmuel ber Rabbi Yosi, Yafilu ma'abi even greater than my father Rabbi Yosi, because Rebbe had unbelievable covered for Rabbi Yosi. Omer le Chas v'Shalom. That can't be. Loi tehei kizoyz kisol. Don't even repeat that again. Now the next day. So far he saw his kids. He saw the Chachamim. Now Rabbi said, "Libni cotton, I need tzarich. I need my youngest son." Nichnis Rab Shimon, etz Rab Shimon, and went in. Mosa loy sidre chachme. He gave him over the sidre chachme. Gave him over some structures of wisdom. Then he said, "Libni godlin." So I need to see Rab Gamliel. Nichnis Rab Gamliel etzli. Mosa loy sidre sidre. Because he told him before, you're going to become the new nasi. Because you're Yiddish Shemayim, and Yiddish Shemayim is more important than being clever. And then came over the Zdorim of Nasius. What are they? Amal Bani, my son, Nohaig Nisiyascha Baramim. First of all, I want you to fear Zich. I want you to be a leader, that you should realize you're a leader, and don't be such an honor. You have to stand on top together with all the G'day Yisrael. Number two, Zroik Mora Betalmidi. Make sure that you instill respect and fear in all of your students, that they should fear you, so that they should listen to what you have to say. Zrek Mora Tamil, Freddy Mora, that's the two criteria of a Nasi. On the one hand, we said before, you need to shemai anything else. I want you also at the same time to have Stolzkeit. You need a certain leadership. If you're going to be a Shmata, then you're not going to be much of a leader. Zrek Mora Tamil. Second one, Ein it's not so vaksiv. It says in Posig, it says, Bez Yide Hashem Yechabed, that you should be Mechabed those who are Yerushimayim, not throw fear into them. And we learn we're talking about Yehoshaphat, the king of Yehuda. What about him? When he saw a Talmud Chacham, he would stand. If he was the king of Bnei Yisrael, if he saw Talmud Chacham, he would stand up from his throne. He would embrace him and kiss him. This Yehoshaphat, Melch Yisrael, would recall that Talmud Chacham. Rebbe, Rebbe, Mori, Mori. How does that fit in with Zrig Moral Talmidim? If I can't hear you, show utmost respect. Yeah. Like Kasha, Habitzina, Habifahesia. Bitzina, when nobody saw, he would stand up from his chair and embrace them and call them a Debbie Debbie Mori Mori. Fahesia, he had a Stolzkeit, he was a leader, he was on top of things. And you can't show your weakness in front of everybody. In Gilyan Ashasi, he brings from Tundra, from Yalkut, an interesting thing. That why was Elio Zeiche Shehechias Hames? Why was Elio Zeiche? Because when he saw Tzadikim, he would Megafa Mechapka Menashka. When he saw Tzadikim every time, he would run and kiss them and embrace them. Tell you what, right? Tanya Glenn, Rebbe Mutul Bitsipoidi. Rebbe was lying, he passed away in Tzipoidi, Abba Mokha Beish Tzipoidi on top of a mountain, but he was resting place was going to be in Beish Shaarim. Freddy Mora, you're telling me that he was a poeti, but then you learned tzedek, 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 halachach, Rebbe, lebe sha'arim. The fakir, Rebbe was alive in Be'e Sha'arim and he functioned there. Not that he lived in Tzipoidi. And Freddy Mora, you're right. Rebbe Be'e Sha'arim, he lived in Be'e Sha'arim. Alakiv and the cholish, when Rebbe became sick, I'm too excited. They brought him to the mountain area because the air was thinner and it's better, it was healthier. The medallion, it's raised, ubosim avira, it's better air. It's high up. We had, remember, Tveria was the valley, and Tzipoidi and Shabbos.
So you can see it's a Roman infrastructure there, the roads and all that, so the shul there.
But he actually lived in Beis Sha'arim. How far is Beis Sha'arim from Tzipoidi? Where is Beis Sha'arim anyway? Because we learned that there's a long trip, because they had to go through all these cities and large cities. What krachim were there between Tzipoidi and Beis Sha'arim? I'm trying to work out where Beis Sha'arim was. Ubasi Mavira, good ear. Now, sad story of Aikid. Who Yemer that day, the Nochnafshe, the Rebbe, that day, Rebbe passed away. Gozu, Rabbonu, Tanisa, the day that Rebbe passed away, the Rabbonin, Bugoyza, Tainis. Uvo, Rachmi, the day that he was supposed to pass away, he didn't pass away yet. The Rabbonin, Davin, Ba'amri, they said, Kol man, the Oma Nochnafshe, anybody comes to us with the sad news that Rebbe Kodesh passed away, Yidoke Bechorov, we're going to stab him with a knife. We don't want to hear that.
True.
Just what happened. Listen to the story. Slika Amsei the Rebbe, the maid of Rebbe, who was a very clever woman, even though she's the one who yesterday messed up when she revealed to the neighbor there about Rebbe coming every Shabbos. The maid of the Rebbe went le'igdo to the roof. Omra, she said, El Yoini Mevakshe the Rebbe, the Malachim are standing there waiting for Rebbe to come to Gan Eden. The Talmidim here wanted Rebbe to live. They should help that the people, the Tzaddikim down here, should have influence and overwhelm the Malachim and keep Rebbe here in this world. Even the Chazoi, when she saw Kamazimni the Ayel Beisakise, how many times he ran to the toilet. In other words, he had stomach issues. The Cholat Tfilin, he took on and off the Tfilin, even though the din is Bnei Ma'ayim, Chol Menayim don't wear Tfilin, and we had Amaroi, most Amaroi never wore Tfilin. Tzaddik says Rebbe knew how to control himself a little bit, so put a Tfilin a little bit and control himself. But she saw how much pain was in the Monochlu, Ukum and Stad, the pain he was in. Question: what's the pain from? Was the pain from the fact that he had stomach problems, or the pain when he had to constantly take over Tfilin? Whatever, regardless, Amra, she said, Yehiratzi, I wish. Now she turned the prayer around. Her prayer was more powerful than everybody else's. Now, if you remember that we had a Ran in the Dorian, from here we learn out, this, and we'll get to Mitzvah soon, that the whole issue of whether if somebody's on life support, first, if you're allowed to daven, that someone should daven early, if you're allowed to make sure that someone davens early, he dies early if he's in pain, daven that Rebbe should die in pain. Rabbi Yechelen, they daven, Tamim daven, that he should die because the Reish Lakish passed away and he was going with sugar. And Cheni Magul and so on. So these are all the, from there we have the whole discussion about if somebody's dying anyway, keeping on life support, just extending his pain, are you allowed to remove it? They're allowed to stop giving medicine to somebody, you know, he's in terrible pain, he's dying anyway. All that kind of stuff. So it's from here and the Ran and the Dorim. Anyway, the Rabbanan did not stop from davening, and the Malachim always couldn't get to Rebbe. Nothing can happen. Shoklakuza, she took a barrel of water or a flagon of water. Shadya meigdalada, she threw it down to in the zal where all the Talmidim was sitting and davening. Ishtika, for 1 second, everyone paused. They heard this loud noise. Sorry. Yeah. Ishtika merachme, they stopped davening, and the nochnafshi Rebbe, that second Rebbe died. So she did something. So she's not only she did, you know, she davened that Rebbe should stop. She actually did an act, but it was so nothing to do with Rebbe, something else. So Rebbe should die. Om the Rabbanan b'kapore, the Rabbanan said the b'kapore. Oy, we stopped davening for a minute. Zil go, ayin look, see what's doing with Rebbe. Ozli went, Ashkei found the noch nafshe. The Rebbe passed away. Kare l'lebushe, immediately did kriya v'adrei l'kare l'achoyde. He turned the kriya around backwards. He came back and he said the following: Erelim the Malachim, Umetzukim and the Tzadikim, Achzu, they both grabbed a hold of Arana Kodesh, or the coffin. Notchu Erelim as Amatzukim, the Malachim won the Tzadikim, Venishbe Arana Kodesh. And Nebuchadnezzar, they captured, the Malachim captured the Aron, where Rebbe HaKodesh was buried. Omrulei, so you know, he was talking to Derech Remes. Omrulei Chom said to him, Noch Nashe, are you telling us Rebbe passed away? Amalu, he said to them, Atun Kamrita, Banoila Kamina. I did not, those words did not come out of my lips. Because remember what they said on top of the page? Anybody who says Rebbe passed away, they're going to stab him with a knife. He said, I didn't say anything. You guys said it. Stab yourselves.
Is that the day like say that because they didn't want to hear it? Or is, if somebody says it might bring it on when it's not.
No, they didn't want to hear it. They couldn't bear it. Couldn't bear the thought. When Rebbe passed away, Zokav Esed Ezba'isa Klapi Maila. When Rebbe passed away, he took his 10 fingers and he faced the Shemayim. Omri says, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Golu V'yadu Alefanecha. It's revealed and known before you. Sheyagaiti Be'esed Ezba'isa Ba'Teide. That I heard of it in all my 10 fingers in Teide. V'loi Nehenesi Afilu Be'ezba K'tana. But I did not enjoy even my small finger. Yirotzen Mufanecha. This is what Rebbe said about himself before he died. Why did Rebbe have to be matzdik himself to the Eibishter? Yirotzim v'necha shei sholom v'minuchasi. I'm asking Eibishter, should be sholom in my resting. I want to go to Gan Eden. So he's not so confident anymore. He's saying Yirotzim, not so confident. Exactly. Maybe he meant wherever I end up. I want my shamashim. Interesting case, it brings an interesting medrash, which sounds like a chassidish medrash. The Amrina medrash, it says in medrash, Before a person davens, I want Torah to fill my stomach. If you're going to stuff yourself up with all kinds of sweets, there's no room for Torah. So first daven that you shouldn't put sweets in. And then you can daven shav Torah. And he never enjoyed anything in this world. Interesting. What do you mean daven you shouldn't have madanim? Don't have madanim. It's up to you. Davening the Abishah, but what are you asking the Abishah? That what?
Take away that temptation.
No, what's whole Torah mitzvah? That's what it's all about. You're tempted. Anyway, Vaita. The Gratz is in the Shemini. You shouldn't say, I hate it. You say, I like it. What should I do? Abishah told me not to eat it. Anyway, Vaita. Yotz, the Baskav Amra, came out of Baskav and said, Yovei Shalom, let him come in peace. Yanuchu amish kevaisam and let them all rest on their beds in plural. What do you mean? What's going on here? Luchay amish kachma boyle. She said on your bed. This ayel erab chiba gamza. This supports of chiba gamza. Da amar chiba gamza. Amar abyesi b'shol b'shol shat tzadik niftim noelum. When a tzadik passes on, oimri malache ashod is living that kodesh baruch. The malachim say before the ebeshter the bainish noelum tzadik pleini bo. The malach of the Ebeshter, this great tzaddik, is coming joining us. Aimelehem, so the Ebeshter tells the malachim, Yavoyu tzaddikim, let all the tzaddikim line up, the yatzu likrosay, and they should go and greet him. But aimelim loy, and they should all say to the person coming, Yavoy b'shalom. And then what happens, the tzaddikim, we say, Yenuchu amish kevayisim, now you can go back to your residence. So Yenuchu amish kevayisim is not talking to the neshama that joined him, is talking to all the tzaddikim who went to greet the neshama. In fact, Omar Abul Abbas spells it out. B'shosh, I tell you, I'm sure there's kitchen malachas on the cross. After the groups of malachas go and greet him, Achasim meres le bo b'sholim, come in peace. B'achasim meres hoylich in the chochay, that person who went in the straight direction, the right direction. B'achasim meres le yovei sholim, another one says, come in peace. And yonuchu amish kevaisim, and the tzaddikas go back to their places. B'shosh, Arosh, and Evan Oilam, when the Rosh is lost in the world, Shalish Kitish Malach Chabala Yaitzul Krasi. Three groups of the Malach, the Ter Malach, come and meet him. Achasem, one group says, Ein Shalom, Omer Hashem. Little Shayim, they say, there's no peace. Shayim, don't bring any peace. But Achas Omer is like another group says, Le Ma'atseva Tishkovin, you should go lie down and depressed. And Achasem Meres, like the other one says, Redei, you should come down, V'hishkav Ezar Elim, and go put to sleep Ezar Elim, all those who are Nagamalos, all those who show you. Okay, let's go back to the Almana business. So we said, Almana can either live in her father's house or she can live in her children's house. The children have if she said, I want to live in my father's house, the children, I'd say, can live with us, because it's a lot cheaper. Or Barachas, Bechlebayez, Beruba. But if she's I'm young and everything else, but if she wants to live in their house and they want to send her away to father, they can't. Says the up to the Mishnah, Kozman she's living in her family's house. Goivik suvasal oilam. Kozman she's living with her kids, in her family's house, in her parents, in her original parents' house. She can collect ksuva. We don't say after 25 years she forfeits her ksuva. Why not? Because according to the mayor, there's nothing to do with mechila or not mechila. According to the mayor, when she lives in the house of Yusaimim, she's generous. She gives away money to other people, and the man knew about it. We worked out it takes 25 years for her to give away the entire contents of her ksuba. 25 years go by, she's used up her ksuba. That's it. She lost out. But if she lives in her father's house, she doesn't feel that confidence that she can take the food that the same bringer and share it with the Aramalite. That's an amazing view. So he says, "Calls Manchi be based in her family's house. Goyves oloylam. She's always collecting ksuva because she don't give away tzedakah. Calls Manchi be based bylam when she is in her husband's house. Goyves ksuvas until when ad esim v'chameshon 25 years. She yesh b'chav hey shani she tasa toyve k'negz ksuvasa." She's not very generous, is she? It takes 25 years to give the ksuvas $200. So what?
She doesn't give
mezainis
in
that
because she's left.
She gets mezainis. She gets mezainis in either case. Yeah. We're talking about she gets mezainis. According to most, she's getting mezainis in either case. In a case where she's allowed to go to the family's house. Let's say she's a young girl. You had before, she's a young girl, she's allowed to go to the family's house. So, yeah, otherwise, what we're talking about? Otherwise, what's nothing to talk about? Obviously, she doesn't have anything to give away. She doesn't. She'd rather get Brazinas than Ksuba, but that's part of the deal. David Amir, Sha'amim Shim Shim Gamlil, comes on Chum and say, no, nothing to do with Zdaka. Then Chum and say that if she gives Zdaka, the Yisraim are happy to give Zdaka, because they would have to give Zdaka, and they're very happy. But why would they deduct that from the Ksuba and everything? No, it has something else together. If she didn't claim a ksuba, do we eventually say, if she didn't claim it, it means she's Michael, doesn't want a ksuba. So if she lives in her family's house, far away from the kids, why didn't she ask for a ksuba? That I, after a certain time, 20 years is a very long time, the statute of limitations in the Goyishevel is 7 years or 6 years. There's 25 years. 25 years go by, it means that she's Michael. But if she's living with the Yisraimim, she's living mamish off everything, she's in the bedroom there and everything else, she perhaps feels guilty saying, hey, I want my ksuba. They're so nice to her. Ksuba is a lump sum. Maybe she feels guilty. So no ray that she's meichel. So Chum says just after me. Kol man she hebrews by the glavings of us. La olam. Kol man she was a viyah. Glavings was adis chamishonim. What about Mace if she died? Yoshe maskeeding ksuba. The Yoshim they have to mention ksuba ad es chamishonim. They mention. They get more time. Not they forfeit. They don't have to demand it or just mention it. Rashi. Kol man she was a viyah. Yoshim zonu the feeder. Says Rashi is clear. But how Yoshim zonu sham. She gets fed in the base of beer. Great because of us, she when she wants it, and by shaking it in the kids, 25 years, she has to tell them. Menichsa Yisaimim, they send his lechem umelach l'shcheinah. She gives away the bread and the salt. She's so happy here. Why do you know the husband for? Just taken care of, well taken care of. True. Chama say, but what's the reason to Mace of Tamdu? Because she needs someone to take care of her begashmis. Here she's taken care of. Chama Imrim, who's creative? That's true, yeah.
She provides the
initial
of a husband.
That's true, yeah. Chama say, who's creative? Chama Imrim, who's creative? The 25 years, nothing to do with the tzedakah she gives. Did not forfeit ksuvah based on the tzedakah. Who's grew es and bechamish in a mechila? Who's grew? They say it's to do with chila. The hoyel v'shaska. She was quiet. V'leitava kol hashanim. She didn't demand ksuvah. All these halalu machalta. She was meichel hichal kolz man. She based bala. Ain't shtikas of chila. You cannot read into her shtika that she's meichel. Elam neshem echabdi noisa he boishalim chesav ksuvah. She's embarrassed. Aba based avia m'shashaska chafei shanim is a raya mechila. He's mechila. Or be meis if she dies. Yosheh maskin ksuvah klaim etzicha lim. I also have to mention it within 25 years. Says the Gemara, Amalei Abayi, Rabbi Yosef, I don't understand. The ksuba is $200. Ani yoshe be Yisrael ad esrim v'chamesh shanim u'marta bas baises ad esrim v'chamesh shanim. A poor woman, they give tzedakah $4 a year. A poor woman, I can understand, in 25 years takes her to make her, to give. Otherwise, you know, she gave away her whole tzedakah. Could have made. But if it's Marta Bas Baises, one of the richest women in Yishalayim. That's right. She's the richest from the richest. The woman takes her also 25 years. She runs out of the ksuba. From here, Taisa brings a raya that we're not talking about the ksuba itself. We're talking about the Tanai ksuba, and that the Gemara is saying Gemara Machlekes, and that this Gemara is going out that the Tanai ksuba is in the ksuba. So if it's only $200, what's the chiluk Marta Bas Baises? Anybody else? Everyone has the same fixed ksuba. Where is the difference between ani and Marta Bas Baises? Is the Tanai ksuba they suffer? So we're assuming exactly. Amalei lefum gam lesichna, the famous expression. Lefum gam, according to the camels, that's a kind of load that they carry. In other words, Marta Bas Baises' understanding of giving tzedakah was far more generous than an aniyah. Aniyah gives scraps. Marta Bas Baises would have given very generous. So if you work in proportion, it's the same proportion. We're assuming that rich people give the same proportion as poor people. Well, that's how it should be. Looking more about he boiled it. I may have mouse talish alish.
Who's off the list?
Yeah.
So I think they had off the list, you know why? Because they gave so much money away, so they're off the list. No, they gave away in Stockholm.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Their poorness is half. Ali is talking about.
He's not 100 million, he's only 50 million.
That's right.
He doesn't make the list anymore.
That's right. Because he gave away so much
of
his wealth.
Very nice. So, according to the mail, he said, we're saying that he gave away to the doctor. Do we deduct per rata For example, 25 years, he gave the whole money away to the doctor. Let's say she collected for 12 and a half years. Do we deduct half the amount from the ksuva? Or we say that as long as she did not give it all away, she's entitled to the full ksuva. It's only if she gave the whole thing away, she gets zero. Yeah, but that's true. But we, the husband knew that the wife is a generous woman. I'm not sure how it works. This is a gemara we had before, but it's a very important gemara to remember. Last time was Rabbi Yehuda, this time it's Abaye. Abaye, Rabbi Yosef, Asoi Koidim Shchit, 25 years. Comes a minute before Shkiyas Achaman, 25 years. Goivik Suvasa. La'acha Shkiyas Achaman. 1 minute later, we say, that's it, Legavia, Bahi Purta Achilta, that 1 minute, she's Meichel. Amlein, yes. Kol Midas Chachamim, he had an Hashanah. Kain he. When a Chachamim give a rule, don't play around. This is the rule. Ba'aboyim sa'a toivul. A woman can fit into a mikveh that's 40 saw deep. Aboyim sa'a chasa kurtab achas. Any yachalit will bend. One drop is missing. Can't toivul. Oh, what's a chilik? But one drop. That's when a Chacham make a rule, there's no flexibility over there. This is it. That's exactly right. Very good. It's from a groaner. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav.
Omer Rav Yehuda.
But on the other hand, we said that the body is only one of the measured time executor.
He said, true.
He misunderstood me. Yeah, I didn't mean anything.
I know the whole thing.
Amr Rabbi Yudav Rav, hey Yid Rabbi Shmo, Rabbi Yudav Rabbi, Shammah Mishim Aviv, Loi Shanu, when do we say that she's Meichel, Elisha Ein Shtark Suva, Yitzim Betachas Yodel, she no longer has a Shtark Suva in her hand, which means she gave it back to them, and she's Meichel. Abo Shtark Suva, even though she lives in the family's house, and it's 40 years later, but she produces a Shtark Suva, she was never Meichel, Goyvik Suva, she can collect the Suva. However, Rabbi Lozer Oymer, Afilu Shtak Suva Tachyoda, even if she had the Shtak Suva, if 25 years elapsed and she didn't ask for the Suva, Einu Goyve Ela Ad Esim Chamashon, then she's Meichel. Mosiv Rav Sheit, she has a question, Bal Choyv Goyve Shaloi Bahaskor, it says that a Bal Choyv can collect, there's no statute of limitations when it comes to a loan, and that's why even if there's bankruptcy, you can still collect afterwards, there's no statute of limitations, and the Bal Choyv can collect, without even mentioning at all, 40 years later, he comes along and says, the chayv, he didn't have to mention it once, he's now meichel and he collects. Now, hey, what's the chiddush? Either loy nokestov, he doesn't, is not holding a shtar on his hand, but my govi, so what right does he have to collect? Ela must be the nokestov. And it seems we're stressing about chayvu de la barachuluhu, about chayv, there's no statute of limitations. He's mashmah ha'amona achiltu, that even though she's holding on to, despite the fact she's holding on to the shtar, if 25 years go by, she's meichel. And for the Gemara, who made him father, he asked the questions and he thought about it. And he said, "That's not a question." La'elam the loy nokesh tare. So there's no shtar. If there's a shtar, maybe an alman attack is not meichel either. There's no shtar here. No, there's no shtar. How can the Baal Chayv collect? The loy is not denying it. The loy is meider, but he's just arguing. It's 40 years later. It's meichel. So we tined it that no, there's no mechila by a Baal Chayv unless he clearly says so. But Rabbi Loza said, "Shining." Shaini, we learned that Grusha Harei Kabal Chayv. That there's a chilik if it's an almona or if she's a Grusha. If she's a Grusha, there's no love between the two. So therefore, she's not Meichel. What's she Meichel? She hates the guy with a passion. She wants to rape him for everything he has. So she's not Meichel. Now, what case are we talking about? Hechadam. Either loin nekita ksuva, if she has no ksuva in her hand, but my gavir, what right does she have to collect? Obviously, the lav nekita ksuva. And yet, it seems only a grusha, we say, the lav basa choyli, she's not meichel, ha almona, but almona, a widow, she loved the husband, never passed away, achilta. Maybe is meichel, even though she's holding a shtar. Again, hachanam is chay meide, no raya. There's no shtar, and they, even though the grusha, the husband, they hate each other, but the husband is honest. He says, yes. There was another set of braises learned by a man called Rabbi Yehuda Bar Koza. Rashi Shem Chacham. He said, the braises of Bar Koza. I can't remember, have we had any other places by Bar Koza, braises? I don't remember. Okay, does he bring down over there any? And what's the other ones? Okay. Tava Ksuvas, she claimed the Ksuva. We say you have 25 years. If after 12 years she says to the same, you know, guys, you owe me a ksuva, then we start the cat clock again, freshes up 25 years. And if she happens to still hold on to the shtar ksuva, she could always collect the ksuva. In other words, if she holds on to the ksuva, she's not meichel. Holding on to the ksuva is not meichel, which is like the Rav Sheches, which is the halacha. It's a kabaya. Sorry, Rabbi Huda Marav. She never Michael. Says Malavite, the Sholoch, Rab Nachem Barav Chizar Nachem Bar Yaakov, Yilam Deinu Rabbeinu. Why don't you teach us? Kishashtak, Suvi Yoitzim, Metachaz Yodam. Tell me, when the Shtak Suvi goes out of her hand, Machlekes, is that when the Machlekes is whether she's Michael or not? But I mean, Chachamim. Is it because a chacham says it's a question of mechila? The mei says a question of using the money up against the ksuva. Or kisha ein shtak ksuva yaitzim mitachiyad. It's talking about even a case where the shtak ksuva is not coming out of her hand. And the machlekes is when there's no shtak ksuva in hand. But if there's a shtak ksuva in hand, the chachamim would clearly hold that she's never meichel, even 40 years later, if she's holding on to ksuva. No, this machlekes before he's asking us a question. And then tell me valocha given me. Who were you pasuk like? So he answered. Sholoch le, he said to him, b'she'ein shtak suvi yoytzim metachas yodim machleikis. The machleikis, the chachamim hold that when do we say that? She's meichel only, there's no shtak suvi. But if she's holding on to shtak suvi, she's never meichel. Avo shtak suvi yoytzim metachas yodim goivik suvasi loylu, she's never meichel. And the halacha kedivri chachamim, that's to do with mechila, and the halacha is like that. Ki osa rav dimi, omar rav shimim ben pazi, omar rav shimim ben levi, v'shim bakapara, rav dimi came by tisrol, he said, hey, rav pazi, rav shimim ben levi, bakapara, lo yishanu, ela mona masayim. This whole discussion of mechila is only she's meichel that which the Bezin mandated. Avol teisefes yeshla, but she's never meichel the teisefes, according to everybody. Because the teisefes she still has, according to rav shimim ben levi. Why? Because Yosef is something that the husband gave his own volition. Why should she be meichel? However, because we have a rule that the Tanai Ksuva is a part of the Ksuva. And if she's meichel the Ksuva, she's meichel the Tanai Ksuva. Rav Huna said, "Name of Rav." That holding is only replying to the ksuv itself, not to 200, not to the teisefes. Amar le Rav Abba, Rav Huna, Amar Rav Hachi. Rav said this. That doesn't apply to teisefes. Amar le, he said back to him, "Ishtika kamrit? Are you asking me to be quiet because I'm wrong? Are you asking kamrit? You're asking me to find out if this is what he said? You're so happy you want to give me a drink of l'chaim." I mean to be quiet. Can't be that he said it, because the halacha is that Tosef Ksuva, Tnai Ksuva, Ksuva, and if Meichel and so on and so forth. And the taste we brought right before, that's the halacha we see from the question of Martabas Baisus. Why would you bring in Martabas Baisus if we're talking about the same $100, $200? Must be talking about the Tosefes. Obviously, the Tosefes is a lot more. The mother-in-law of Rabchi Aricha, this cannot be the Rabchi we had before, it's a different Rabchi. This Rabchi, whoever he was tall. So he's called Rav Chiya the giant. So his mother-in-law, intis achva huave. His mother-in-law was his sister-in-law. His mother-in-law married his brother. So obviously the wife that he married was not his brother's daughter. It was from a different marriage. And then his mother-in-law married his brother. Yeah. Remember we had before, Rabchi was Rav's uncle and uncle from both sides. His brother was Rav's father and his sister was Rav's mother. Avoy and Amoy. So every Rabchi had very interesting relationships. We know this not Rabchi because the Gemara says Rav had a discussion. How did Rav come along? When we had a debate in the Gemara if Rabchi died before Debbie. So anyway, his mother-in-law was his sister-in-law. She went back to her after her husband died. No, after his brother died. She went back to her family. So Rabchia, their brother-in-law, who Yash and his brother, obviously there are no children, he fed his mother-in-law for 25 years. Yeah, you expect your mother-in-law to feed you. He fed his mother-in-law for 25 years. But look at the respect he had for his mother-in-law. It's a lesson in life. Let's look what happened there. Even though they had a big fight, look at the respect he had for her. L'soif, at the end of 25 years, Amrulay, she tells the husband, tells Rav, and she was, because by the base of, you have 25 years, right before Shkia, of the 25 years, she said, Havli Mazaini? She says, that's it. Sorry, first she said, give me more Mazainis. Amrulay, less Lach Mazaini. It's up. Your term expired. Havli Ksuva. Give me my Ksuva. Amrulay Mazaini is Lach, like Ksuva is Lach. It's all over. My relationship with you, 25 years, is long enough. It's over. Tavas ledina. She took him to din teira. Rabchi aricha to din teira. Kamei de rabba bashela. Took him to rabba bashela. Amalei. So Rabbi Bashela said to Rabbi Aricha, Emily, easy, goof to the hair. Tell me, my friend, what actually happened. Amalei, so Rabbi said, Zanisa esim v'chamesh shani b'beinosha. I fed her 25 years in her family's house. Bechaye demar, I swear, in the life of your life, the bekaspoi amtoloi, I used to carry the food personally on my shoulder for 25 years every day. That's how much I love my mother-in-law. I brought her the food. I carried on my shoulder, even though I'm a big rov, I carried it on my shoulder to bring it to her every single day. Oh, Malay. Now they're fighting in the dentator here, but he respected her. Amalei, so look at what Rabbi Shaila said. It wasn't on his side at all. Time of my Amar Abanan, we made a distinction between her family house or the husband's house. We said in the husband's house there's no statute of limitation. She's embarrassed to demand the ksuba. But in her own family house, she's not embarrassed. She should have asked for it. If she didn't, then she forfeits it. Amalei, time of my Amar Abanan. What's the whole reason we said Kozman, she's based by law, she's in the family, it's in her husband's house. There's no mechila. I mean, we're saying, Mishum kisufud leitaba. She's a partial embarrassed. That's why she's not asking for it. Hochanami, Mishum kisufud leitaba. She's embarrassed for you. You slept every day with a packle on your back. What'd you say one day? Give me my whole lump sum. After all these years, she's embarrassed. Zil havla. She's embarrassed to demand a lump sum. Yeah, that she's not embarrassed, but because that was your own decision. Here she's making a demand. There you did it on your own. Here she's demanding. Zil havla. Go and pay her. Okay, go give her a ksuba. So he passed against the chiyah adicha. Lo yashkech. He refused to listen to the dentator. So what did Rabbi Shail do? He went ahead and he wrote a shtar, bezin, that this woman has a right to go into the fields and seize the value of whatever the ksuba is from the field, from the assets. Because remember, Rabbi Chi Aricha Yashin, his brother, his late brother. Says Gemara, also the Kami did Rav. So this is Rabbi Chi Aricha went to Rav. So it's impossible this should be the same Rabbi Chi. Even though Tesis brings it to Rabbah, but even Rabbah it's impossible. Rabbah was two generations later. Also, the cap.
That Rabbi would have to go to Bavel.
The Chibur had to go to Bavel, and it's so much later. Also, the Kamei, the Rav, came before Rav, Amalei Chazi Mar Heichi Denan. And he said to Rav, look what happened. He told him over the holding table. Amalei Shapi Doncha. Rav was on Rabbi Bashela's side. He said, he's right. Omrolei, so she said to Rav Ebazei, since my son-in-law has to give me my property maksuva, lezer lahadili paid him. I should not only collect my ksuva, I should meanwhile also collect all the mazainas. We've had a fight now; it's been going on for 6 months, whatever it is. He should pay me all that for the last 6 months because I was entitled to this field 6 months ago when the 25 years elapsed and I demanded it. So you get back to me. In other words, all the fruits that he ate from my field that I had a right to take for the last 6 months, he owes me as well. Not only the field, he owes me also the paid, everything there as well. So thinking about Amalei, said no problem. But before even though I pass him, you're right. Let me see the shtar drachta. Let me see what the shtar says, because the shtar has to say that you're entitled from today, including the paydis. Chazi, he saw the law. It doesn't say that we recognize which property it is that the adrachta is aligned with or associated to, and that the ksuv is on it, and therefore it's already yours. It doesn't say that. It's supposed to say that, therefore it's as if you took it already. Because it doesn't say that, you still have to sort out which field is yours. Which field is yours. So, Amallah, Ravas, I'm sorry. I got to say something in behalf of Rabbi Chiyarich. Adrachta lav shapik siv. It wasn't written correctly. It was written with the toys. It was written on all the fields. It didn't say which specific field. Exactly. So therefore, you don't have any right to collect from any particular field. How do you know that's the field that was meant to be yours? Where is it?
Could have been a field that didn't have payers.
but it's two-sided, because by not designating the field, she's got a right to go to the kuchus on any field. If you designate only one field, she can only go to the kuchus of that field.
Omalo adrachta lav shabak siva. Omalo, she said to him, okay, she says, teizel adrachta, take the, she said to him, teizel adrachta. Okay, take the adrachta. Ishka, let me at least collect. Remember, you had to do an auction. You seize a property, every any shumas bezin needs an acharaza of 30 days or 60 days. By saying 6 days regular, 30 days. So we at least when the acharaza was finished, we now know which field we were in machlokes about. Let me take pay from that day. Ad Hashten. Looks like even though the Achraza was over, it took a while to sort it out because he still ran to the Rav Tentaydi. He held, you know, he made a stay of proceedings and he had an equal and he knew how to work the system. Amallah. So this is a Rav. You think the Rav is on your side. Here he's on nobody's side. Amallah, he says to the woman, Hey, Chadaloi Kosif Tusiba Drachta. When do we say, Hanimil, when do we say that you're entitled to fruit straight away, or at least right after the Achraza, there's no mistakes written in the Shtar Drachta? Abel Hey Chadiksiv Tusiba Drachta, since there's a Toz written that Drachta, less limbo, you have no Shaykh of the field until the field actually comes into your hand. You can't even say after the Achraza, it's my field. Because on what basis? Where's your Shtar? That Shtar Drachta, once Rabbi Bashel made a mistake, it's useless. So you have nothing. When you get the field, that's in your entitled to. So both sides, you got nothing.
In other words, all that shtar does is kind of re-acknowledges the fact that there's a debt.
No, but the shtar should have done is given her a property.
Yeah, but it didn't designate a property. Yeah.
So the shtar is worthless.
Even now when you choose a property to now try and sell them,
there's no shtar. The shtar now turned into a psak din of a bezin. It's not a psak din, it's his opinion. Like, it's not doesn't have the weight of a shtar. Omrelay, so she obviously she wasn't stupid. She said to Rava, Omrelay, Maru Dom, you tain achrai, toy sefer. If a sefer, for example, made a mistake, forgot to put into the shtar that the seller takes a chrais, doesn't matter. Everyone knows what the purpose of the shtar is. You're the one who holds that, so you knew what the shtar dracht is. Okay, made a stupid mistake, but everyone knows what the thrust of this shtar dracht is. And therefore, since this purpose of the Shtar Drachta was to give me a property, everyone knows that, you should be the person saying, since I hold a Chai Tois Everu, you should be saying that's still a good Shtar Drachta. A detail doesn't matter if everyone knows anyway what the purpose of this thing is.
If it's a general Shtar, it encumbers all these properties, not one specific.
Yeah, but once you do an Achraza, she's saying, once you do an Achraza, we knew all along that's what the Shtar meant. So therefore, you can't say there's no weight in the Shtar. You're right, we didn't know which
so
property.
Can you say with any Baal Choy, where there's a shtar, a general shtar that gives a general lien on all properties, right? Yeah. There's all these negotiations, and the guy's now ready to sell to try to pay the debt or something. Therefore, the debt's attached, not attached.
Only if the leiva has no money, we're talking about.
Yeah.
If the leiva has no money, he goes to the lekech. He says, Achrai is toye sefru. He says, therefore, I have a right to go to you. You know, the Rav's purpose saying is that where everyone knows what the agenda is, even though you forgot to write it down in shtar, it means nothing. So he said, well, why am I different? So he says, you are different. Omle Rav, b'hol lekel meima to sefer. In this case, you don't say to sefer. The b'hol afilo Rabba Shaila toyi mikara. No, because Rabba Shaila actually made a mistake. When he wrote there, that drachta, he taka meant something else. What do you mean meant something else? He made a mistake. Kara hu savar, hani, vahani, didei, mali, mahani, mali, mahani. He thought that you can take him any property you want. And therefore, he wrote you a general shtar, so you go and choose whatever property you want. He dafka wrote it. It wasn't a mistake. He dafka wrote it that you can go and choose whichever property you want. Or bevelay is not so. Zimnin does the meshapcheluhu. That may be that you'll go and in the field that the bezin will go. That he'll go ahead and approve. Udebala mekaspim. Maybe, but the same will want to give him another field because this field that wasn't so, they didn't take good care of the field, whatever it is, they want to give it that field. So therefore, if you don't designate a field, and it's not true that you can go in any field and go take any field you want. The same can choose which field they want to give her. So therefore, he partially made a mistake. But Amri love, I'm going to say to her, Shokil didach, take yours, but Havli didi, and give me mine. But Osel Fukilazel Beidinam, that Bezin didn't thoroughly examine what they were doing. And therefore,
but if you designate a specific field,
let's do Rashi. Bahar Rabba Bashela, yeah. Bahar Rabba Bashela, Shetiva Lichloch Adrachta, 7 lines in Rashi. The Tiva told you, right, Drachta Tor, he made a mistake. He thought Shetigmim Nechos and Shaloi, he thought that you take from his Nechosim, he thought that you take from Abchi Arichas Nechosim. The Oslam is Shapchelu Lesoda, Sheshamul Abezin, the field that Bezin was giving was a field that Abchi put Keches in. So what happened is that he had personal fields he put a lot of effort into improve. His brother-in-law's field, his brother's fields, he knows that one day there'll be the chayv is outstanding, they might take away. Why should I put too much effort in? So his brother's fields he let lie fallow, and his fields he improved, and he improved much better. And And what he calls, he showed that that this woman want to come take from Chia's fields, and he, Chia, is going to tell her take from my brother's fields, and therefore, and he will tell her, he'll tell her, leave my field alone. But also, if we lazer by dinner, we'll say Bezin wrote a star that she could take from any field, but it's not true, because Abchia can say you go to the other field, my brother's field, don't go to my fields, and therefore it comes out that Bezin Poshet made a mistake in their way of paskening when they should have been more specific. So therefore, Rabba Bar Shaila made a mistake. There's no achrayis to seferu. There's no mistake because everyone knows the thrust is that they take responsibility. Whether you wrote it in, you didn't write it in, it doesn't make a difference. Here, Rabbi Shaila deliberately left it out.
Two different types of properties.
Yeah, but here,
one is his and one is his.
Yeah, exactly. And he deliberately left it out, thinking that he's helping her out, that she can take any property she wants to take to seize the property. He was trying to help her out, but it was wrong, because there are two kinds of properties here, and she's not entitled to all the properties. So that's the difference. Okay, Hadin Alocha. Now you say another week to go. Actually, do we finish on Shavuos itself? We finish on Monday, no? Maybe not.
So which part was yesterday? Kuf Gimel. Both parts were particularly good.
Very, fascinating, beautiful. Learn it. Otherwise, you can hear the Shabbos.